We're reading the book of Zohar for all, the portion of Balak, item 310, article Ma'ayan Ganim, the spring of gardens. You can ask questions at kab.tv and selected questions will be aired live. Again, Zohar for all, the portion of Balak, item 310.
We will try and see. In the story we're reading right now, our current state. That's it. Simply, this is what's happening to us right now. We're in this, and it's speaking about the connection between us. And in the connection between us, what we are discovering.
310.
Article, The Spring of Gardens. It is written, The Spring of Gardens, a well of living waters pouring forth from the Lebanon. Is there no spring except from the gardens? Yet there are many good and honorable springs in the world. However, not all delights are equal. There is a spring that emerges in the desert, in a dry place, and it gives pleasure to one who sits and drinks. However, the spring of gardens, how good and honorable is it, that garden, that spring? It does good to the weeds and to the fruit, and one who approaches it enjoys everything. He enjoys the waters, he enjoys the wheat, he enjoys the fruit. That spring is crowned in everything. How many lilies, how many weeds of scent are around it? How much prettier is that spring from all other springs? It is a well of living water. 311. And it is all written about Knesset Israel, the assembly of Israel, Malchut, which is a spring of gardens. Who are the gardens? The Creator has five gardens, Chagat Na of Zeranpin, that He entertains with. Then as one spring upon them, Bina, hidden and concealed, and it waters them and saturates them, and they all bear fruit and offspring. There's one garden below them, Malchut, that receives from the five gardens. And that garden is guarded from around, from all sides of the world. Beneath this garden are other gardens in Bia, who bear various fruits. 312. And that garden, Malchut, transforms and becomes a spring that waters all the gardens in Bia into a well of living waters. When needed, it is a spring, and when needed, it is a well. And it is not similar when the water are drawn by themselves in a well, as when you have to pump out waters to water, as in a garden. And they pour forth from the Lebanon, those waters that pour down went back to becoming a spring at the time that the water sprout, and the drops pour from above, one following the other, sweet waters that the soul goes after. So are the five sources of Chagat Na of Zeranpin that come out from the Lebanon, Bina. They become like drops in this spring, Malchut, where they drip drop by drop. Similarly, the Creator has performed a miracle for us in that place. Therefore, I read the verse about that spring. Article, Kitatsur el Ir Yamim Rabim. If you put a city under siege for many days. 313. If you put a city under siege for many days to wage war on it and conquer it, you shall not destroy its tree and place an axe over it, because you shall eat from it. How good are the manners and the trails of the Torah, because in everything there are several counsels and several benefits for people, several gemstones that shine in all side, to all sides. And there's nothing in the Torah that doesn't have in it several candles that shine to all sides. Happy is the one who always exerts in the Torah. 314. One who exults in the Torah, it is written about him, for if he desires the Torah of the Lord, and he shall contemplate his Torah day and night, he would be like a tree. Why does the text add, and he would be like a tree? Rather, one who exerts in the Torah day and night would not be like a dry tree, rather as written, as a tree planted over the springs of water. Like a tree, he has roots, and he has shells, and he has moach, and he has branches, and he has leaves, and he has flowers, and he has fruits. And those seven kinds are counted as 7 times 10, which are 70, because those are the 7 sefirot Chagat Nehim, each one is counted as 10. And also the words of the Torah have the literal meaning, the drush, interpretation, and the remez, the implication that implies that the chokhmah, gimatrio, the hidden secrets, secrets that are hidden one upon the other, what is prohibition and permission, impure and pure, qualified and disqualified. From here onwards, the branches extend to all sides, and certainly one is like a tree. And if not, if he doesn't have all of those branches, he's not wise in the wisdom, chokhmah. 315. How pleasant are those who engage of the Torah before the Creator, that even at the time that judgment is upon the world and permission is given to the harm-doer to destroy, the Creator commands him over those who engage in the Torah. And so the Creator said to the harm-doer, if you put a city under siege because of their many transgressions that they have sinned before me, and they were obligated in the judgment, for many days are 3 days, one after the other, until there is a plague in the city. How do we know that many days are 3 days? It is written, and a woman, if she shall bleed for many days, are there many days? Rather, if she sees blood 3 days, one after the other, it is called many days. And here also, if you put the city under siege for many days, those are 3 days, one after the other, that it is known that there is a plague in the city. And the Creator tells the destroyer, come and I shall command you over the people of my household, you shall not destroy its tree. This is the wise disciple in the city, who is the tree of life, the tree who bears fruit. 316. At Eitzah, the hell tree, that one who gives Eitzah, counsel, advice to the dwellers of the town, how to be saved from the judgment, and he shows them the path that they should walk on. Therefore, you should not destroy her tree and place an axe over it, place judgment over it, and do not pull out a blazing sword over it, a sharp sword that kills all other people in the world, because you eat from that. Does that destroyer, does that saboteur eat from the wise disciple? No, rather you shall eat from him, meaning that harsh rock, that one that all the mighty and holy spirits come out from, Malchut, she will eat from him. Because there is no delight and passion to the Holy Spirit, Malchut, in this world, rather the Torah of that righteous that nourishes her and provides her with nourishment in this world more than all other sacrifices in the world. It is written about the sacrifice, I've eaten the honey with the honeycomb. Eat, friends, from the day that the temple was destroyed and the sacrifices were cancelled, the Creator has only the words of the Torah, and the Torah that is always renewed from the mouth of the wise disciple. Because of that it is written, for you shall eat from him, because she has no nourishment in this world except from him and those who are like him. And because she eats from him and he nourishes her, therefore you shall not cut him down. Be careful about him and do not come near him. 318. Because the person is the tree of the field, to come before you in the siege, because the wise disciple is called Adam, man who is known above and below. The tree of the field is a great and mighty tree of that field that was blessed by the Creator, Malchut, who is called a field, and she is next to him, because the wise disciple nourishes her. He is a tree who is always known to that field. To come before you in the siege is as written initially, you shall not destroy her tree. Lo tashchit eitza. Eitza is also advice. That one who gives them counsel and corrects the people of the city, he gives them the counsel to come before you in the siege, to be corrected and repent, and he instills for them weapons of war, trumpets and horns. To come before you, to come before me and enter. Before you, before your fear. In the siege, in the place where the uppers and the lowers cannot enter. And that is the degree where those who repent enter. Repentance, Bina, is siege, a strong place and a strong rock. 319. And because they take this counsel from the wise, I atone for their transgressions, and they received before me. And all of that is commanded by the Creator for those who exert in the Torah. And because of that, happy are those who engage in the Torah. Those who engage in the Torah are the great trees of this world. 320. See what the Creator has done, that He planted those trees. Happy is that road. And one tree wasn't enough, rather there are three great trees that extend their branches to all sides, were made by the Creator. May it be that those trees and this spring will never be lost, will never leave the world from that place. And until that very day, those trees and that spring of water still stand there.
Anything urgent to ask about? No? Good. So again, we're continuing with this same line. We want to picture a state that we are in bestowal, in mutual love, discover the correct connection between us, and this text is talking exactly about the our connection.
Article Vayar et Hanashim ve et Hayladim, and he saw the women and the children. 321. And he lifted his eyes and he saw the women and the children, and he said, "Who are those for you?" And he said, "The children that the Lord has granted your servant." That wicked one placed his eyes to look at the women, and because of him, Jacob made his corrections. Yaakov initially gave them maidens, following them their sons, who are more important, and following them Leah, and her sons after them, then Yosef, Joseph, and following him Rachel, Rachel, and he himself passed before them. 322. When they all bowed, it is written, and those maidens and the children came forth, and they bowed down. And later it is written, and Leah and her children also came by and bowed. And then it's written, and following that, Yosef and Rachel came and bowed. Was Yosef the last one, and Rachel was before him? And Yosef was not before Rachel? Rather, the good son, the beloved son, the righteous of the world, Yosef, having seen the eyes of that wicked looking at the women, he was afraid over his mother. Then he came out from behind her, and he extended his arms and his body, and he covered her, so that that wicked one would not place his eyes in his mother. He grew 6 legs, 6 feet to all sides, and he covered her, so that the eye of that wicked one won't be able to rule her. It follows that initially Yosef was behind her, but later he came out from behind her and walked before her. 323. Seemingly, and Bilam lifted his hands. It is written his eyes. It is written his eye, not his eyes, that evil eye that wanted to look upon them, that awakened on them the evil klipa shell called the evil eye. And he saw Israel with its tribes. There were the tribes of Yosef and Binyamin there, the tribe of Yosef that are not ruled by the even eye, as it is written, Ben Porat Yosef, the son of Porath over the eye. Ben Porat, the son of Porath, that he increased and extended to cover over his mother from the evil eye of Esau. Ben Porat Alei Ein, over the eye, that the evil tongue does not rule him. And the tribe of Benjamin, about which it is written, and he dwelled between his shoulders. It is written, he shall dwell in safety, since he is not afraid of the evil eye and is not afraid of evil harms. 324. That wicked said, I shall cancel and breach that line of the tribe of Yosef and the tribe of Benjamin, so that they would not exist in the world, and I shall look upon them with the evil eye. Rachel was there, and she saw that the eye of that evil one is sharpened to harm. She came out and spread her wings over them and covered over her children. As written, and Bilam lifted his eyes, and they saw Israel, having seen the Holy Spirit, Malchut, called Rachel, has seen the sharp eye of Bilam. Immediately it is written, and the Spirit of the Lord was upon him over Israel, that the Spirit of the Lord has spread out its wings and covered them. Immediately that wicked one drew back. 325. Initially, the son covered his mother, and now the mother covered her son. At that time, where Yosef covered over his mother Rachel, so that the eye of that wicked one will not rule her, the Creator told Yosef, at a time that another evil eye will come to look over your sons and over my sons, your mother will cover them. You covered your mother, and your mother will cover them. You covered your mother will cover you. 326. And he lifted his eyes and he saw the women. This verse was said in wisdom. Biyom HaKippurim, on the Day of Atonement, when the people of the world stand judgment, and Israel repent before the Creator to atone for their transgressions, and that prosecutor stands over them and wants to destroy them because of their transgressions, then they send him a gift, the scapegoat. Then it is written, for he said, I shall atone him for the gift that goes before me. And after the prosecutor receives that gift, he inverts and becomes their recommender. 327. The prosecutor, slanderer, lifts his eyes and sees Israel all fasting, barefoot. He sees women, he sees children, and they're all fasting, and they're all cleansing and in purity. And he says, who are those to you? The holy name Elohim, that is joined through the letters of Mem Yud Aleph Lamed Hei, Hem lach, they are to you, to Israel. And he asked over the children, and he told him, the Israel that the Lord has granted your servant. Why did he have to answer him at all? Since he received the bribe, meaning the scapegoat, he inverted and became a recommender for them. He lifted his eyes and he saw Israel like that, and he thought that because of the fear that he would slander them, they are fasting and repenting. 328. He asked over the children, and he said, who are those to you? That he said that fasting and repentance are right for you, since you have sinned before the king. But the children, why do they fast? Who are those to you? And he said, the children. The Holy Spirit said, and therefore there is an emphasis called Zakef Gadol, a particular emphasis over that word, and he said over the word Hayeladim, the children, in a concealed manner, to indicate that it was said by the Holy Spirit, that the Lord has granted your servant. Did the Holy Spirit say to Esau, your servant? Rather, the Holy Spirit said, those are the children who did not sin and did not taste the taste of sin in their first incarnation, and the Creator has delivered them to the hand of your appointee, and He killed them without a sin. As written, from the hand of their robbers will be the force. This is your servant, and it is written that the Lord has granted, has forgiven your servant, your appointee, and he gave them the souls of the children who did not taste the taste of sin. 329. Once he heard from those children, he immediately went up before the Creator and told him, the Master of the world, all of your paths are through true judgment, and if there is din upon Israel, it is because of their transgressions. But the children who did not sin before you, why did you deliver them to be killed without sin? And the Creator receives his words and has mercy over them, and at that time, on the Day of Atonement, there is no diphtheria in the children. 330. And that slanderer takes the envy from the appointee that is below him. And he said, did the Creator give me those who clothe in the sins and iniquities? And to my appointee he gave the children without a sin, those who did not taste the taste of sin? He immediately went to bring him from under his control, that he would not rule them. Therefore he preceded the Holy Spirit and told him, the children that the Creator has granted your servant, that servant, that he has granted to give him the children, who are without sin and without iniquities, so that his appointee will not have a greater praise than him, he wants to take them from his hand. There are 5 degrees of soul, 5 aspects of the soul, naranchai, that a person cannot be perfected without them. Indeed, few are the ones who merit naranchai in a single life, and there are those who only merit the gar of the ruach, and they die, and they reincarnate to acquire the other parts of the soul. And those souls who die in the gar of ruach are called tinokot, babies, because these mochin are the mochin of yenika, suckling, and they are called the children of the world. And they are considered as having died without sin, because in the gar of ruach, the chokhmah of the line of the left illuminates, which removes from them all sins. And why do they die? It is as written, and from the hand of their robbers comes the force, that because they were delivered to be killed, they acquired the strength to merit the other parts of the soul. And this is on Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, because then the Sitra Acha is given the scapegoat, which is similar to that Mochin of Yenika, because the scapegoat is the gar of the left, that through the death of the babies, the mochin of the gar of the left are cancelled. Therefore, Sam is jealous of his appointee who puts those children to death, because he harms the illumination of the scapegoat. Therefore, the Holy Spirit, divinity, reminds him those souls of the babies, the souls that have merited only Mochin of Yenika. And the Creator delivered them to the Sitra Achra to put them to death so that they would acquire the force from them through the slanderer who became their recommender on the Day of Atonement through the illumination of the scapegoat that he received. Having heard from those children, he immediately rises before the Creator and said, their children who did not sin before you, why did you deliver them to be killed without a sin? Because he felt that by delivering them to the Sitra Achra to be killed, the illumination of the scapegoat that he received is harmed. and therefore he became their defense defense attorney. As written, and from the hand of the robbers they were taken forcefully, because if they were not delivered to be killed, then the general prosecutor would not become their recommender on the Day of Atonement. And since the prosecutor became their recommender, it follows that the robbers gave strength to those souls to receive the perfection of the other parts of the soul, because the admission, the testimony of the person standing to trial is equal to 100 witnesses. And the Creator receives His words about that and has mercy over them, and He completes them with the other parts of the Mochin. And that slanderer takes envy from the appointee that is below him, because he harms, blemishes the illumination of his scapegoat. And because that appointee is from the harsh judgment, so that he would all be able to prevail him and cancel his illumination, and so that his appointee will not have a greater praise than himself, he has to save the children from his hand, so that he would not overcome him and cancel the illumination of his scapegoat, and his degree would be higher than himself.
Okay, everything clear? No questions? Yes.
Vadim from Yekaterinburg is asking, how can I find in the text our connection?
Try. The text exactly explains the quality of our unity, that in the character of our unity, that in it he can see his internal state, because it's all towards man, except for man, everything is the light of Ein Sof. And we will go on.